Let 48 now be remembered, and what was then acted, behold, the High Court of Justice is tendered to cast our fate in the same mold. All things are prepared and ready, the faction constant and steady, at moment's call to appear, ne'er dread ye, and all the proud Tories shall fall. Behold, a whole college is coming in equipage like to Sir Hugh, with anger and courage his foaming, with colours of orange and blue. The drayman's horse he has mounted, and no small fool is accounted amongst the rabble. He swears the anointed, he'll tumble down now like a babel. With blunderbuss sword and with pistol, with powder and bullet likewise, by treason and force to resist all, he doubts not of winning the prize. The king he will bring to his lure, or else take him prisoner, be sure, unto Guildhall, where he shall endure, till he yield to the Parliament's all. But God, our sovereign's protector, against all his enemies' train, has timely revealed the projector, and rendered their plotting as vain. The Parliament soon he dissolved, preventing our being involved in the old snare, as 'twas resolved. You see what such traitors will dare. When Blunderbuss first was accused, and unto the Tower was sent, the jury of rebels refused to find him as 'twas their intent. But honester men there were found out, resolving so to bring it about, to find the bill by giving the rout to all ignoramus his skill. And now he is brought to his trial, and guilty of treason is found. Yet he had the face to deny all, there's naught can his treason confound. Old Nick's at his elbow still pressing, and frightens him from his confessing. He has no hope by any addressing to shelter his neck from the rope. Now would that hogshead of treason with his ignoramus comes next, whose jury I think will find reason to invalid his specious pretext. The idol, he says, must be pulled down of Whitehall with his sceptre and crown, a Hector bold, though seeming to frown. His courage will quickly be cold. Now Donald's come to the trap to force falsely suborning to swear. Great Lucifer's chaplain is napped to, and drawer must bring up the rear. The parson may preach in the manger to free them all from the danger, but all in vain. Believe me, a stranger, the hangman must open a vein.